I just thought I should share a little with you on that whirlwind of God. Remember in the time of Elijah? Elijah was one of those who did not taste of death. Elijah was taken up with a whirlwind. And while he was being taken up, what seemed to appear was a chariot. Praise God, hallelujah. A chariot with horsemen. See, it all united in one. Innumerable horsemen and a chariot. Oh, praise God. And Elisha, who witnessed all this, would shout out, "Father, Father, Father." The chariot of God, the chariot and horsemen of Israel. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. It all appeared in a twinkle of an eye. And before you know it, Elijah was nowhere to be found. He was gone. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, that God will open our eyes to see the great things he has kept in store for us. The great things he has kept in store for those who love him. Chariot. A chariot. One chariot. And horsemen. Fiery. Fiery horsemen. Fire. On fire. Flames of fire. And the whirlwind came down and took up Elijah. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Yesterday on the television, I was watching a video, a recorded whirlwind in America. You know, you have those strong winds that come twining. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. And I saw how this wind came and was lifting up objects. Oh, hallelujah. Lifting up objects from the earth. And I want us to understand that it is no different in the realm of the spirit. Because when the whirlwind of God comes, it comes to lift up that which is earthly. It comes to do away with everything that is earthly. Everything that is of the earth has to give way for that which comes from heaven, that whirlwind of God. God did not come to save the earthly. He didn't come here to bring peace upon the earth, but rather he came to put an end to that life that we've lived upon the earth. And as the Spirit of God descends on man, as God appears in his glory, what he does is that he lifts up his sons. His sons who had fallen out of glory. His sons who had lost their way and fell off from his throne and walked in darkness as terrestrial beings. The Father lifts them up back into their rightful place in his glory. Hallelujah. Flesh and blood, which is that which is earthly, cannot inherit God's kingdom. So there has to be a lifting up. There has to be a transformation There has to be a transportation. Oh, hallelujah. And that is what we saw in that picture. The whirlwind of God came to lift up his own. And today, that is the same whirlwind that is operating in your life. That is why when you hear messages like this, you can never be the same again. The whirlwind comes to lift you up, to change your mind, to transform you in your mindset, translate you into a new consciousness, into the kingdom of the dear Son of God. He causes you once more to sit on the throne, because the chariot that appeared in that moment represents the throne of God. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. See, that is where God sits upon, and he's here to lift every man into that throne. That's why he says, to him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me on my throne. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, he has granted us what? The possibility to sit with him on his throne in heavenly places. And there is one throne, and we sit in that throne. We sit on that throne, brethren. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So what we are seeing there was the throne of God, and the chariots of fire represent the angels, the messengers of God. Oh, hallelujah. And they can never be separated from the throne of God. When you see the throne of God, God is always with his hosts, his heavenly hosts, who are intertwined in one with his glory. Oh, hallelujah, amen. It's a wonderful thing. Angels, messengers, servants. Jesus Christ says, where I am is where my servants will be also. Oh, hallelujah, amen. Where I am. Now look at that word here, I. Where I am. Who's that I? That's the divine I here. That is the God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the invisible one, the one who has been before all things, who says that I am the beginning and the end. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Besides me, there is no other. Where I am is where my servants will be. That was the same throne. That was the same I appearing as Elijah was being transformed. That is the same I seated eternally upon the, you know, the circle of the earth. That is the I that even appeared to Moses in the burning bush. You can see the similarities, the burning bush. Oh, hallelujah. A fiery bush, fiery horsemen, a chariot. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. And you see, whether you like it or not, as we begin to comprehend this mystery, as we stand like Elisha and behold this mystery, there is a transformation occurring in the mind. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Elisha will leave that place a different man. Elisha will no longer be that same man that he was before he crossed over the other side of the river. Elisha will become a transformed man. Elisha will tear off his old garment and put on a new garment. Elisha will now possess the power, the anointing. Why? Because he beheld that spectacle. Today we are beholding that spectacle as you hear this message. Hallelujah. You are standing before that same burning bush. Moses stood before. God is summoning his sons, hallelujah. And we are being once more educated on the I am that I am. Where I am, there you will be. Hallelujah. When you know the mystery of the I am, you automatically be gathered unto the I am. Because your origin is in the I am. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So we're hearing wonderful things here. Paul writes in his letters, you see, about a mysterious fellowship that has been in God before this world came into being. A mysterious fellowship. A fellowship in heavenly places. A fellowship in God before this world ever existed. A fellowship hid in God. That is the fellowship hid in God. A celestial body of myriads, innumerable company of angels, ministers. Oh, hallelujah. God is, that is where we are today as we hear these messages. Hallelujah. And you can never be the same again. Even if it takes 1,000 years, what you hear will never leave you. It's a wonderful thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So, what happens is that the way Elijah is taken up to be with the Lord is the same way God is, you know, guiding the people unto himself, is the reconciliation of all things. That chariot is going around the nations, gathering people, hallelujah. People who are still enough to behold this spectacle, hallelujah. Notice that Elijah was alone with Elisha on the other side of the river. See, you, at times we are carried away with church activities. At times we are carried away with trying to save people. At times we are carried away with trying to make fame. We are carried away with how to survive in this world. We are carried away with many, many things in this world, this present world that we live in. But Jesus Christ says, let your treasure be in heaven. Let your eye be single. Let your treasure be in heaven. Let your mind, your thoughts, your hopes be in that invisible glory that appeared as a chariot. Because that is where your salvation comes from. Those things we seek upon the earth will not give salvation. Those things we seek upon the earth will not draw us 1 inch into that glory that we seek. It can never give us the security, the happiness, and the joy. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. So let us be strong, brethren. Understand this mystery. It means solitariness, stillness. Hallelujah. It's for people that are alert. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And that whirlwind is the same whirlwind that came down on the day of Pentecost. The Bible spoke about a wind that descended on the day of Pentecost. A wind that came. And after it descended, the disciples spoke with new tongues. Tongues of fire. Now you see the word here again, fire. Tongues of fire. This is the same fire, celestial fire, from the glory of God. Tongues of fire rested upon the disciples, and they spoke with new tongues. And we could see a transformation occur in the disciples. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. That's the Holy Ghost. That the Holy Ghost is not just kind of a wind or something. The Holy Ghost is a composite body. It's God's body. The Holy Ghost is God. When you say Holy Ghost, you talk about the Spirit. It's God. It's an invisible host. Hallelujah. That Holy Ghost is the same chariot of fire and the horsemen and thereof. It's the same thing. See, it's the invisible body of God coming to fellowship with man. And when God comes out to fellowship with man, God will instruct you God will teach you once more. God will remind you of things forgotten. Hallelujah. The voice comes out of the wind to remind you, to bring you back to your senses, and cause you once more to inherit a throne of glory. It will cause you once more to inherit majesty, splendor. It will cause you once more to rediscover your garment of righteousness. It will cause you once more to discover that you are actually one with the glory of God. You see, Paul writes in his letter to the Romans that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That chariot and the fiery horseman represent the glory of God. That is God's body. That is the body of Christ. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. That is the body of Christ you are seeing here. It's a mystery that every man has to see. It's a mystery that every man has to comprehend. That we all originate from that body. A neatly packed body. A celestial body. A divine body. A body that has been before time and space. A body that has been before this world ever existed. Praise God, hallelujah. And the voice comes. The whirlwind comes. And there is a voice out of the whirlwind. And it speaks sense once more into the heart of men. Oh, hallelujah. It causes man to awake from his slumber. Because all men are asleep, deep asleep, upon the bed of death, the bed of religion, the bed of ignorance. But once more, God begins to speak and to seal his instruction upon us. Hallelujah. The whirlwind comes. And like we see in Job chapter 38, God speaks out of the whirlwind. It's recorded that God did what? He spoke out of the whirlwind. After Job had said his things and his friends had said their things, a whirlwind spoke. God spoke out of the whirlwind. Why was it the whirlwind? Is that same body of Christ? Is the same Spirit of God? Hallelujah. And all that God will tell Job is to remind him that he was in that body. All that God will do is to remind Job out of that whirlwind that, Job, you were in me before this world was. You were among the morning stars. You are among the sons of God who sang together. You are in me before this world came forth. You are in fellowship with me. You are among the chariots, the horsemen. You are intertwined with my glory. See, the voice came to speak and to disperse the ignorance that was in the mind of Job. Hallelujah. So that Job could see clearly once more. So Job could be reconciled once more to that glory. And I tell you, when God begins to speak, he will lift you out of the earth. He will lift you back into his glory. So when God begins to speak, he quickens you, he glorifies you. See it? The Bible says that he makes his servants and his ministers flames of fire. He makes them spirits. Because you are spirit, you are flames of fire, you are immaterial beings. You've been before time. So why be subject? Why be in bondage to corruption? Loosen yourselves. Loosen yourselves as you hear this voice. Loosen yourself. from the bondages to corruption, to the elementary things of this world. Listen, and allow the Spirit lift you up once more, back into your glory, so you can reign in life. This is the only way to solving the problem in humanity. It's not about running from pastor to pastor. It's not about running from revival to revival. It's not about book after book, prayer methods after prayer methods, psychological things after psychology. It's all about knowing, hearing the voice of the Spirit, hearing the voice of the Father, hearing the voice out of the whirlwind. Let that voice speak. Hallelujah. Let the voice speak out of the whirlwind. And you begin to speak in a new tongue. A tongue that the natural man does not understand. A tongue that no one can hear or understand except those that are redeemed of God. Oh, hallelujah. The Apostle John saw this in a revelation. He saw this vision of those who speak with a new tongue. He called them 144,000 who are redeemed from the earth. Oh, hallelujah. A company of light. People who walk in the light as he is in the light. Upon Mount Zion. Upon the celestial heights of God. Walking in the name of the Father, that's in the nature of the Father. These ones have rediscovered their spiritual identities. They walk in the name of the I. They have been reconciled back to that consciousness which is called the Father, which is God, which is above all. God, hallelujah. And now is the time, as you hear this revelation, as you get this word, walk in the name of the Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because that is your name. That is your glory. That is your identity. That is your great reward. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. John sees them standing before the throne, blameless, without fault, virgins, having the harp of God in their hand, and they sing a new song. A song, a language that nobody understands except those that are redeemed. It's a spiritual language. They speak with a new tongue. Actually, they're speaking with the tongue of the Father. They're speaking what they heard out of the whirlwind. These ones have heard the voice of the Father speaking out of the whirlwind, so they speak out of the whirlwind. And when they speak, things are changed. There's earthquakes. Things are moved. People are transformed. And of course, you get to certain places and nobody understands what you're saying. You preach in places and at times the people just look and they're confused. Why? Because it is not given to them to know the mystery of God. You go to certain places, they oppose you. They fight against the word of God. What do? You don't wrestle with them. You move on. See it. At the appointed time, they will understand that what you are saying was for their own glory. Hallelujah. As you hear the voice out of the whirlwind, you begin to speak a new language, a celestial language. You begin to speak with the mind of the Father. See it? What you speak comes out of your mind. The mindset has been changed. Let that mindset which was in Christ Jesus be in you, who taught it not robbery to be equal with God. The mindset of this age, of this world, the satanic mindset, cause it robbery to be equal with God. It causes it an abomination. When Jesus Christ says, I and the Father are one, it is a problem. It causes problem. They pick up stones to stone him. Because the mindset that says that I and the Father are one looks like robbery to the carnal mind. But we are one with God. We are one in the Father. Our life is hid in God and God in us. Let us never lose track of this reality. No matter what we go through, our afflictions, our mistakes in this life, it doesn't change the reality of what it is. Stand firm. Listen to the voice out of the whirlwind. Listen again and again and again. Let that voice always be by the side of your mind. Let that voice always speak to you as you go to your workplaces, as you are in the midst of people. Oh, hallelujah. Let that voice take over you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. The anointing is working here. As we hear that voice, there's a lifting up and awakening. See it. Job's end, the end of Job, after Job had heard the voice out of the whirlwind, he repented. Job repented. He repented of his ignorance. How do you repent today? You repent by changing your mindset. See, there is no use going out there every day and kneeling down and crying, "Forgive me, I'm a sinner." God is not interested in that. God wants you to change your mindset to that of a son of God. That is repentance. Metanoia. There has to be a change, a repentance in the way we think. And begin to think once more as offspring of God. Let that mind be in you. Think once more like God. Hallelujah. Hear the voice out of the whirlwind and let it transform you. As you hear the voice, you are united once more with the chariot of God and the husband of Israel. That is the salvation that we seek. Paul says that I may be found in him. That I may know this great union, this great mystery that has been from the foundation of the world. God bless you, brethren. Amen.